Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Welcome to the playground that we call Chum 104.5. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. Great. Your name is?
My name is Sam.
Guys, Sam is Chum number one.
Hello, Sam. Hey. Way to go, Sam. What are you up to today?
I'm just driving through the Tim Hortons drive-thru, but I'm on my way to the zoo to take care of the baby penguin.
Oh, wow. This is the baby penguin taker care of her.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So what's on the agenda for these penguins today? What are they doing?
Well, right now they're sleeping, but they're going to eat a lot of fish. They're going to poop a lot. They're going to swim a lot.
And is there a new baby penguin?
Yes, there is. It's been all over Facebook and Twitter.
I saw that.
Going to be, or he or she, we don't know yet, is going to be available to be viewed Easter weekend.
How come we don't know if it's a he or she yet? Tell us that.
These guys don't have what we call sexual dimorphism, so you actually can't tell the difference between a male or female unless you do a blood test.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's very, very, very... Man, can you imagine if humans were like that? The world would be just an easier place to live in, wouldn't it?
Right?
Right. And do you know anything about, like, when that's going to be done, or is it ever going to be done?
We've sent blood work in, so we're just kind of waiting on the results.
Wow.
Sam, have you texted us before?
Sure have.
Yeah.
Were you also present for the birth of the baby zebra?
Yes, I was.
Wow.
I found it the morning after.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's what a job that you have. So did you have to go to university for that?
Yes, I did. I went to the University of Guelph, and I studied zoology for 4.5 years.
Wow. A dream come true for somebody like Caitlin Green, let me tell you.
You have my dream job.
Yeah. Well, listen.
It's pretty wicked. I have no complaints. It doesn't feel like a job.
Are you at the Tim Hortons near Meadowvale?
No, I'm actually in Stouffville right now.
Okay. All right. Just curious, because I know that one really well.
Yeah.
So who's easy to deal with? The animals in the cages or the animal out of the cages, meaning us?
Oh, definitely the ones in the cages.
Yeah.
They don't talk back, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Good call, good call. Hey, we are so excited to hear from you this morning, Sam. We love what you do. We love your job. And we love you. So thank you for setting the tone for this Friday morning. Your chum number one.
Yay, Sam!
Yay! I'm so glad I got through. I've been listening to you guys for literally 25 years.
Wow. What? Thanks, Sam.
Yeah, have a good one.
I have been around for 25
years. Oh, stop it. And if you have, it's an honor.
You know, it is an honor because I'm thinking when she was going to school to become this awesome person at the zoologist. That's what she is.
Zoologist.
She was listening to us.
I know.
I like that.
Oh,
growing
so
up with
cool.
us. That is so cool what you do.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, let's put this on your... Well, I'm putting go to that zoo in Scarborough on my list of things to do.
Oh, yeah. You should. It's so much fun.
I will. As the planet obsesses over Game of Thrones with the season finale starting on Sunday...
HBO Canada, yeah.
And Crave, I'm obsessing over the fact that I haven't seen one complete episode. I've seen like maybe a half of an episode, and I really need to get in on it. But I'm told that it's possible to wrap it up quickly. James Corden did it the other day.
Yeah, he did the first season in 42 seconds.
Okay.
Is this it?
Yeah.
That's
Let me break it down for you real quick. King Robert died on the Iron Throne, but Cersei would not be alone. Jaime Lannister made his sister his bae. Turns out it's not only kings that he slays. There's Rob, Arya, Sansa, and Bran. Daenerys married Aquaman. All of these houses is hard to keep straight. Did that kid just breastfeed? I swear he's like 8. Bran Stark became a cripple. 2 dudes shaved their nipples. Khal Drogo fell apart. Dany ate a horse's heart. Her brother's head turned to gold. Jon Snow left for the cold. Sansa liked Joffrey till he killed her dad. Ned Stark is gone and now I'm just sad. That's just the first season, so don't you go running. Please bend the knee because winter is coming.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, there it is.
That's the first season.
That's just the first season?
Wow, so much going on there.
My favorite part was eating the heart.
Yeah,
that was great.
I thought it was Aquaman that you liked.
Yeah, Aquaman was good too.
That is very, very funny. And he did this so well, but I still feel that if you didn't watch the show, you might not know what some of those things mean.
Of course not. Of course not.
Yeah, right.
So the debate was when I was listening to people talking about it yesterday in my office upstairs, is that they were worried about what the ending was going to be. Not who's going to get the throne, but that they would be disappointed. That's what people are really worried about because it's such a phenomenon, you know? So how do you feel about that, Ms. Gay? Game of Thrones watcher.
I am scared, and we received a text from someone about the ending that said, I agree, it's going to be a totally crushing ending, and we will all need therapy. And I think that is true. I think we're in for something pretty sad.
So four big games and a Game of Thrones season finale. We're going to be on an emotional roller coaster this weekend.
We're going to be on the couch.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, we are. Someone get us a treadmill now. Let's do it. E-Talk Entertainment Update with Lainey. Here you go, Lainey. I'll show you something.
What?
You're a Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah.
This is my Halloween costume last year.
Wow. That is impressive.
Yeah.
And I was listening earlier, you don't watch the show.
What a poser, right?
He's a conflicted man.
I'm such a poser. I did a full body paint as the White Walker.
That's amazing.
I'll put that on the Chum Instagram if there are any Game of Thrones fans that want to see me as White Walker. But yeah.
That's such a great, I love it. So what's happening? Okay,
So much going on, right?
But Wendy Williams is on the top of my mind right now. I love her so much.
Something that I didn't allow myself to believe would actually happen. She filed for divorce, finally. So there's so much to unpack here. She filed for divorce from her husband, Kevin, served him the papers backstage at their show. He's the executive producer.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool, but it shows you she's finally had enough. And when I say finally, I mean this has been a long time coming. So I just want to go back to sort of some of the lowlights, okay? Mm. When, like a month after she had their baby, Kevin Jr., she has recounted, she told this story. She said she was like in the next room with the baby, obviously sleep deprived, as all moms are. And she heard him talking nasty on the phone to another woman.
Mm-hmm.
The baby's a month old and he's having phone sex.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she said they got through it. Oh, okay. He's been cheating on her on and off ever since. The woman he's with now, he's been with for at least 10 years. She just had his baby. He was seen this week grocery shopping for the baby and his mistress.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I'm sorry. Like, if you're Wendy Williams, you're like, I am in such pain right now. And then to see that you're looking after the baby, which, yes, babies should be looked after. I get it. But it's another dagger to the heart. You know what I mean?
It's a lot for one person to take. Yeah.
We're also hearing about the abuse allegations.
Yes.
In 2008, a former employee actually brought charges alleging that Kevin was abusive.
Mm-hmm.
And that she saw Kevin do terrible, terrible acts of physical violence to Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
They settled that in a lawsuit. In this divorce claim right now, the reports are coming out that there are staff members, including interns, who have seen Kevin go into a locked room with Wendy, and there have been sounds that come out of the room. There have been many allegations, and they sound very credible that Wendy has been emotionally and physically abused by this man.
Wow.
So finally, she's filed for divorce. I don't think it's going to be friendly.
It's not going to be friendly. And you know, here's the thing. She's living in such fear with him. She delivered those papers, as you said, at work, but she put herself in the bathroom with security around the bathroom.
Right.
Just in
couldn't
case
come after her.
That's right.
Yeah, we have time for one more story. What do you got for us in 1 minute?
Well, Ben Affleck and Lindsay Shookus got back together. You know, he has been spending time getting like better in recovery. And then, you know, once he sorted himself out and got on the path to, you know, better times, he and Lindsay tried it out again. Evidently, it didn't work. We're hearing now that it's because she lives in New York. She has a child in New York. His life is in LA with like his and Jennifer Garner's three children. So not going to work. They gave it another shot.
Yeah.
You have to try.
I didn't know that she was a mom.
Yeah,
she has a
child with her ex.
Okay.
And of course, she's with Saturday Night Live, and that's based in New York, so at least half of her time has to be there.
Sure, sure.
So it's not working anymore, and so Ben Affleck is single.
Hey, have fun this weekend.
Oh, thank
Game
you.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Are you worried about the ending being disappointing? That's what some people are saying. They're just worried.
It depends. Like, people have different standards for disappointment. I will not be disappointed if lots and lots of people. I will not be disappointed if lots and lots of people die.
Okay. Lainey is
on. All right.
Lainey from E-Talk. You can see it tonight. CTV at 7 o'clock. You are incredible. Love you.
So it's time to play Chum Pyramid, the Rivals Edition. We're going to ask 7 questions in total, and the person who answers the very last question of the series wins club seats to see the Maple Leafs and Boston Monday. first home game for the playoffs. This is a very, very big event. And I know there are a ton of people who would love this. So you should be calling us right now, 416-870-1045.
This pyramid game is all about rivalries. All about it. Because the Leafs and the Bruins, we know that's a big rivalry. But there's more to it than that. Yeah.
All right.
In the world of entertainment. All right.
Is our first player ready, Producer Tom?
Yep, Stephanie.
Stephanie!
Hello!
Did you watch that game yesterday?
I did. I watched it with my husband.
Craziness. Were you waking the neighbors as each goal was scored?
Well, my husband was. Okay.
Were you guys waking the neighbors after the game? No, let me stop. Let's continue. All right, you're the first. I'll just make assumptions. We're going to start by asking you a question. As long as you answer the question correctly, you can keep playing. But if you miss an answer, we got to move on to the next caller.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck to you.
Now, if you're listening and someone gets something wrong, you should be calling right now. You should call in right away because you can conceivably just answer one question and win the whole thing.
Yeah.
Honor system, by the way, people. No Googling.
All right. You'll keep track of that.
Yeah, we're going to move so quickly, you're not even going to get a chance to Google. Okay. So, Marilyn, let's have you ask all the questions, please.
Okay, all right. Question number one. Who feuded with Nicki Minaj when they were both on American Idol?
It was... Oh, my God.
All right.
3 seconds.
Jennifer Lopez.
That's it.
Okay, we've got to go to the next line. Okay, thanks for playing.
Correct.
Hello.
Katie.
Who feuded with Nicki Minaj when they were both on American Idol?
Oh, no. I don't know it either.
Goodbye, Katie.
Katie's out. Wow.
All right.
Jamie.
Hey,
how you doing?
Who feuded with Nicki Minaj when they were both on American Idol?
Simon Cowell.
All right. See you later, honey. All right. We're going to go to the next line, Jamar.
Next line is Lisa.
Lisa, who feuded with Nicki Minaj when they were both on American Idol?
Mariah Carey?
Yes.
You got it. Question number two. Bill Gates has a contentious rivalry with what Apple founder?
Had.
Bill Gates had a contentious rivalry with what Apple founder?
3 seconds.
Okay. Got to go to the next line. Here we go.
That's it.
You're going to make me say rivalry again, aren't you? Who's on the line?
Amanda,
Bill Gates had a contentious rivalry with what Apple founder?
Steve Jobs.
You got it. Next question for you. Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant were rivals in what sport?
Wrestling.
Right. What is the main rival of DC Comics?
Marvel.
Right. Wow. Almost every baseball team has a rivalry with what New York team?
The Yankees.
Right. Heath Ledger won an Oscar for playing what Batman arch rival?
Dark Knight.
That's it.
We got to go to the next line.
My heart just broke in 10 pieces. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, who's on the next line there, Tom Jokic?
Hang on.
Here we go. That's a break. I know. And on more levels than we
on
know.
On so many levels.
Okay. I think it's Mary.
Mary, can you hear us? Mary?
Hi.
Mary, some energy there. Come on, Mary. You got this. Heath Ledger won an Oscar for playing what Batman arch rival? In 3, 2, 1. Okay, done.
I don't know what.
Okay, we got to go to another line.
Angela.
Heath Ledger won an Oscar for playing what Batman arch rival?
I'm going to say the Riddler.
Oh, next line we go. 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Who's
Kathy,
on the line?
Kathy.
Hi.
Heath Ledger won an Oscar for playing what Batman arch rival?
The Joker.
You got it. Now we're going to move on to our 7th question, Kathy. This is our final question, Kathy.
Yep.
If you answer this question correctly, you will win club seats to see the Maple Leafs versus the Bruins on Monday.
Awesome.
First home game. All right. Here we go. Rapper Pusha T has a rivalry with what famous Toronto musician?
Drake.
You are right! Oh. Wow, you're amazing!
Oh my goodness.
You're amazing!
That's awesome, thank you!
Kathy!
Oh. Wow.
Holy smokes, honey! This is good stuff. Club seats for you Monday night when you see the Leafs win against the Bruins. How about that? First home game.
I'm so excited.
Oh, who's going to go with you?
I'm going to take my teenage son.
Oh!
Yes. Fantastic.
Memorable. Oh, my gosh. What a pyramid game. My heart goes out to all of you that we're doing so well.
I can finally breathe again.
Oh,
okay, great. Now someone call me a paramedic, please. That Joker question. Oh, my gosh. Batman, the Joker. Hey. Epic rivalry. The only rivalry that matters.
I know. But you know what? They did get that main rival of DC Comics, which was Marvel.
Marvel and
okay.
DC.
Well, well done, Kathy. Listen, this is so exciting. We're excited for you.
Thanks, Marilyn. Good stuff. I'm excited.
Oh, what's your son's name?
Steven.
All right. Kathy and Steven, have fun Monday night.
Now, for Monday night as well, I'd like to remind everyone that's coming out to Maple Leaf Square, I will be there with tickets, the Lotto 649 jackpot seats, the best seats in sports for your Maple Leafs. I'll be giving them out live on site, so please find me. I'll be there at Maple Leaf Square, and I can't wait to hand those tickets
to you. Those are center ice seats. You're sitting right on the bench between the two teams. Oh, my
Marilyn, I'm literally going to hand the tickets to someone and then run.
Well, I was going to say.
If I disguise myself as Cindy from Scarborough.
No, not happening.
Really?
You're going to have Chum Security with you.
Thank you. I know their voice very well.
Hello?
Man, I got to get some Toronto team swag, man.
Yeah.
Because the uniforms are actually really, really nice. I love the Raptors stuff.
Yeah, I do too.
Really, really stylish. And mm-hmm. I love the Leaf stuff. So classic and bold.
Do you know that I have two jerseys, Maple Leaf jerseys? One's retro, one's more current. And I'm so proud to wear them. I'm going to wear one on Monday because Monday's Blue and White Day.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Mayor Tory. And then tomorrow's Raptors Day. You got to go do some shopping.
I do have to do some shopping. Today, actually, they're going to be raising both flags for the Leafs and the Raptors at City Hall, I believe. Is that where that's happening?
Right,
so both flags will be flying in their glory for the playoff run.
So much going on, huh?
It's a great time in Toronto right now.
Let's do that. What was the Saturday rundown that you had? The game is that the Blue Jays are playing at 3. The Raptors are playing at 5.
Yes, but before that, Toronto TFC is playing Seattle in Seattle at 4 p.m.
So, Eastern Standard Time, right?
Yeah.
The Masters.
Masters.
And by the way, a guy from, how do you say it, Tom? Listerl?
Yeah, Listowel, Ontario.
Got in at the very last moment into the Masters, and that's in Augusta, Georgia.
Wow.
Okay, and that's happening. But by the way, just so all you golfers out there, we haven't forgotten about you. There is a huge storm coming. They may have very much of a difficult time finishing up the Masters.
Corey Connors.
Yeah. Corey Connors, that's thank you. Name. Yeah.
And also, a listener texted us and said, hey, reminder, the Toronto Rock Lacrosse also playing Scotiabank Arena tonight, and they're in the playoffs. Guys, we only have so many minutes in a break.
We only have so much space.
Oh, we have
city.
A lot of minutes. They only let us talk for 3. But let me just say this.
Yeah.
Welcome to Toronto, Jamar.
Thank you so much.
You need to go shopping for a Blue Jays jersey, a hockey jersey, Raptors. I think the Raptors and the Blue Jays and the Leafs right away. Got to get it right away.
Yes. Urgent.
Urgent. Like Monday, you and I, Caitlin, if you've got anything blue and white, Tom, it's blue and white.
Got to be decked out.
Yeah, let's do it.
Can Mayor Tory close the city like Trump closed America? It's too many people. It's too much going on. Toronto is closed.
Do you know, I just saw, too, that Mayor Tory had said that the mayor from Boston really isn't into the challenge.
The bats, yeah.
Yeah. Like, but he's still going to send him a peanut butter bacon sandwich or something.
Is that the sandwich that's over at
St. Lawrence Market?
It's really good. Has anyone in here had that?
It's still with me, and I had it 20 years ago.
Okay, I got to have the sandwich.
You know I've had several.
Of course you have. Very good, tasty, big?
Yes, and I had one 20 years ago, and it's still with me. Enjoy.
Okay.
I got to tell you, at the time, though, it was really good. You should have that, yes.
I think it's called the Carousel Bakery. Am I right about this? If my brain just remembered
but
that, I'm so impressed.
Beyond delicious.
Fantastic. Well, listen, this city is not lacking in delicious food. I will tell you that.
Let me know. Honestly, just install a seatbelt into your sofa this weekend because you're not leaving. Buckle up, get comfortable with your sofa.
I was thinking an IV.
An IV?
And a phone so I can order pizza.
That's what you need. That's what you need, Jamar.
Oh, are you kidding me?
You're not leaving the house. We'll start with the entertainment news, trending entertainment news. It's weekend one of Coachella. The headliners, of course, Childish Gambino, Tame Impala, Ariana Grande, Billie Eilish, the 17-year-old pop star, just blowing up the charts right now. She takes the stage tomorrow. There are 82 acts, including Ariana Grande's headlining Sunday set, that are going to be live streaming their sets on Coachella's site. Mm-hmm. So that's part one of your musical viewing pleasure. Continuing that viewing party, K-pop sensation BTS, trending trending around the world because their highly anticipated album, Map of the Soul Persona, is out today. It features collaborations with Ed Sheeran and Halsey, and they are on SNL tomorrow night. Emma Stone is going to be hosting, and apparently the lineup outside of 30 Rockefeller for this with their fans has just become
security.
Yes. Police present, barricades, and security, yes.
That's amazing. That's just such a big deal, aren't they?
Very big deal. Yeah.
How many of them speak English?
A lot. All of them probably perfectly well. Probably they all speak.
I mean, the BTS members?
They don't.
No, six of the seven speak not a word of English.
Really?
One of them just speaks a little bit.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about the Saturday Night Live cast.
And that. And all of them. Usually when you hear about, you know, other... I always feel embarrassed that I only speak one language when I go to other places because frequently you encounter people who speak like 10.
Yeah.
And I just think, I have done something wrong with my life. One thing I will be doing right with my life is watching the Game of Thrones final season premiere. That is what everybody will be watching on Sunday night. The big event kicks off at 9 p.m. live on Crave.ca or the Crave app. There's only 6 episodes in this final season, and the last 4 are going to be 80 minutes long. And the epic final battle scene took 11 weeks to film. And they say it makes TV history.
That's some good watching, man.
Yes.
Listen to the facts around Game of Thrones. The most licensed program in HBO history, over 100 licenses globally. They've been shooting all over Europe, 50 locations in Ireland. The show is a phenomenon, millions in viewership. 11 million season one, 9 million I mean, the show...
The numbers.
But one person hasn't watched it, who should? Me.
No, two.
Oh.
You got me on that one.
We should binge it.
We should, yeah.
Buy a couple pizzas, some peanuts. And
yeah, we
just,
should.
Just sit.
I'm all sports this weekend. But I got to tell you, that's why other people have not put in their next season of anything.
Yes, they're waiting. They are waiting to launch their seasons until Game of Thrones finishes.
Yeah.
Because Sunday nights are the big night for TV, and they don't want to compete. And of course, last night's Leafs game is still huge trending news in Toronto this morning. They beat the Boston Bruins confidently. Beat them 4-1 thanks to 2 goals from Mitch Marner, 1 from William Nylander, 1 from John Tavares, and that goal from Mitch Marner, well, one of his 2, was this epic penalty shot. And many say this was kind of the turning point in the game. So here is legendary Leafs broadcaster Joe Bowen on TSN 1050. This is how he described it. This is going viral today because it is just so funny.
Gathers some speed and collects the puck and moves to the left wing side of the blue line. Cuts to the middle, Deeks shoots and scores! He took Rask down, and his jockstrap is in the corner of the rink.
Gotta go, Joe.
Let's throw their jockstraps in the corner of the rink again tomorrow, 8 p.m. tomorrow night. They'll be playing again in Boston. The Raptors playoff series against the Orlando Magic is tomorrow at 5 p.m. at Scotiabank. You know, you got the Masters this weekend. You've got the Jays. You've got the Marlies. You've got Toronto Rock tonight. You've got TFC. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with myself.
You could do it all, you could just do nothing.
Yeah.
I'm boycotting all of it.
You know, and you said earlier too, Jamari, don't say that you are bored because there's no reason for that.
No
Remember
reason.
When your parents used to say that to you?
Yeah.
Well, as an adult, I'm saying nobody should be bored this weekend. Don't tell me. What'd you do this weekend? Nothing. Are you serious? All right. So excited.
Hey. Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.